One very wealthy businessman had asked Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi for dua. The dua that I go for Hajj. So Hadi Sahib told him, what you do is, when you see me in Bombay around the days of Hajj, then give me a rope and give me two servants with complete control over yourself. Inshallah, then you will go for Hajj. So he asked Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah, what you will do with the rope and the two servants? He says, no. When you've given me complete control, I'll make dua, I'll fasten you, and I'll get these two people to carry you and board you onto the ship. So really, this is our plight today. We want everything to happen with just dua. We want to guard ourselves against sin, but someone who makes dua, then some magic must take place, and it'll just work out. So by Allah Ta'ala, there is a system. Al-Mu'a Thanvi Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned a story, Anau Nagar. One thief went to plunder, and whilst plundering, breaking that wall, the wall collapsed upon him and he died. It's a lengthy story, but I'm just showing you this. What had happened initially was a peer and his, a guru and his chela. Like how you have a peer and murid. So in the Hindus you have a chela and the murid. A chela and a guru. Chela and guru. So the chela tells his guru that this is an ideal place to live. Anau Nagar. Why it's ideal place to live? Everything goes for 1 paisa. 10 cents. Anything you want to buy, 10 cents. And you, anything. You want to buy gold, silver, mitai, anything for 10 cents. You know, you get in Makkah Mukarramah, you get the shop, 5 riyals. Kullu shay bi 5 riyal. Someone may have seen that shop. Kullu shay bi 5 riyal. Riyalin. Anything you pick up. So that whole town, anything you pick up is just 10 cents. So the chela says to the guru that this is the ideal place to live. See, we live here, we eat mitais and the works, fruit and fresh cream and chocolates and ice cream, everything for 10 cents. So it's the ideal place to come and live. Order any food, 10 cents. So can you find any place cheaper than this place? So the guru explained to the chela that these people have no values. And people that have no values, then it is not the right thing to live amongst them. Because they got no value. You know, when you say there's a value, according to the value of the commodity, you are pricing it. But when there's no value for any commodity, you're buying a teaspoon or an elephant, both for 10 cents. So these people have no value structure in them. When they got no value structure in them, then it's dangerous to live among such people. It is the sensible thing to live amongst people that have a value structure, but no value structure, then it's a very dangerous thing. You know, man, we'll stay here. It's so cheap and so easy living out here. The chela insisted. Eventually the guru got to accept him. This chela and guru relationships are also very strange, you see. One person went to become a guru, or he went to become a chela, you see. But someone told him, you know, chela is very difficult. Chela is a very, very difficult thing. Any time of the day and night, whenever the guru summons you, be there at his beck and call, anything and everything must do for him. So that this person says, well, if becoming a chela is such a difficult thing, make me a guru then. the chela was making the khidmat of his guru, so the guru asked for some water. So the chela went to the river bank. So at the bank you'll get water that is a little bit muddy, you see. So he said, "No, let me go inside, so I'll get nice, clear, crystal, pure water." As he went in, he slipped, and he's going down, dipping and coming up. So he's shouting for his guru, "Guru, me to mara, I'm dying now." So the guru is resting out, and in the restful posture he says, don't worry. "Tu mar gaya, hum aapse khush hai. Tu zinda raha, hum aapse khush hai." In any condition, we are happy with you. You die also, be happy. You live also, be happy with you. So this relationship is very strange. Guru and chela relationship. So the chela insisted, upon the insistence of the chela, the guru entered the town. They began to live, and they were thin, skinny people. Now they became nice, fat and plump. Now, in the meanwhile, one was on court case. So, when there's a court case, then there'll be a huge crowd. See how you have a kangaroo court outside in the open air? Then there's a huge crowd. So they also went to spectate what's going on. So the court is listening. Court procedure has commenced. What happened now? This rogue, he went to plunder, he went to steal. So he went to break that wall collapsed on him. When it collapsed on him, he died. So now the court is summoning the house owner that, "See, your wall had collapsed on him, he died, so now you must be killed because your wall resulted in this person's death." So he says, "No, it's not my fault. It is the fault of the builder." So they discharge this person, they send him away, they call the builder. "See, builder, you put up this wall, and you didn't put it right. As a result, this man died, so you need to be killed." Anna nafsa bin nafs, life for life. So he says, "No, it's not my fault." And whose fault? Is the Daga boy's fault. You know, the one that is making the mortar. The Daga boy's fault. Because he added a little bit more water than was required. So they called the Daga boy, sent the builder away. Daga boy came in. "But you see, you added the wrong mixture, and as a result, it cost this person a dear life, so you need to be killed." "But it's not my fault. It was the fault of that man that was pouring the water. I am innocent. The man that was pouring it was that from that elephant. They had that whole water baggage and they were throwing down the water. So they threw the water in an incorrect quantity, so this thing went wrong. So they called that person or that elephant that he needs to be killed." So he said, "No, it's not my fault. What happened was that, you see, that elephant, the thing heard the clinging sound of a bangle, the ringing sound of a bangle of a woman. And then he got a shock. The elephant normally, when it hears something that is strange, unfamiliar, or a color or a sound that is unfamiliar, it gets a shock. So then he got a shock and it shook. When shook, that water fell more than what was required." All right, so the builder, the Daga boy, the waterman, everybody are freed. Now they went and caught that woman. See, your jewelry, it rang, right? When it rang, the elephant got a shock. And then the water dropped, but in the incorrect measure. So you are responsible. So, no, I'm not responsible. It is the jeweler who designed this jewelry. He's responsible. He's responsible for this. So you need to catch him. Everybody is saving his life, you see. So now they went and caught the jeweler. Now the buck had to stop at some spot or the other, right? Some spot it had to stop. Jeweler got no story now. It was your designing of this jewelry that resulted in all these things, yeah? So you need to be killed. So now they trying to fit on the lasso onto the neck of the jeweler. Jeweler is a thin, skinny person, so that lasso is not fastening, it's not tightening on him, can't die. So now they're looking for a nice, fat, plump person to put on the rope so that the rope may squeeze him and kill him. So they look into the crowd, they found that the chela and the guru, nice, fat, plump people, put the rope onto their neck. So they found that the healthiest candidate was the chela. Now the chela is crying to the guru, Meto Mara, I am dying now, I'm dying. But I told you that people that don't have any values, it's not the right thing to live amongst them. You insisted, now this is, you must pay for it, you insisted. So, right, guru, whatever happened, happened now in the past. Don't cry over past now. Now we talk about the present. Present now, my life is going now. You make a plan for me. You make a plan for me. So in the meanwhile, the guru said, all right, I'll work a plan out for you. They spoke something. And as the king announced that the chela must be killed, so the guru and the chela, now they're fighting. The guru says, no, let me go first. Let me be executed. And the chela says, no, let me be executed. Now the king is wondering that death is not something that people look forward to. Why are these people too so anxious? Both are too anxious to get killed, so there must be some secret here. What's the secret? No, sir, we can't share the secret with you. No, you have to tell us. I'm the king. You must tell me. So the guru says, no, I looked into the stars and I saw just now that the person that dies at this moment is going straight to Jannat. So that's why we're fighting. So the king says, well, if that's the case, then let me go. Anyway, that was the end of the king. But what I want to show you, there was no value system. Now this is how we consider Jannat and Jahannam to be. That there is no value. It's just a jackpot. You just catch the jackpot and you go to Jannat. No, it's not like that. You work for it. Allah Pak system is you work for it. Unfortunately, a lot of Muslims think it's not a jackpot, you'll get Jannat. It's not like that. You work for it. And if you think that Jannat and Jahannam is a jackpot system, then you are implying that all these ulama and tabligh jamaat are all cutting grass. They're asking you to leave wrong and come on the right. You'll go to Jannat. Right? And you're saying, no, it's not leaving the wrong and doing the right. It's just a jackpot. It's your fortune, you'll get to Jannat. And if you're unfortunate, you'll go to Jahannam. That's what you're implying. And they're saying, no, you do good and you forbid the evil, you abstain from the evil, you'll go to Jannat. So they are saying that there is a system. And you're saying there's no system. Na'uzu billah, you're implying that Allah got no system. Everything happens without a system there. No, there's a system there. You follow the system, you follow the procedure, Allah Ta'ala will favor you. He will look at you favorably. But you don't follow the system and you just want to go through, then it doesn't work like that. Like in this world also, everything has a system. You got an ailment or a sickness, then there is a procedure. Go to a doctor, go to a physician, hospital, specialist, eventually things come right. 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, things come right. You feel hungry, there is a procedure. You work, generate an income, buy some food. You feel nice, right? Or you want to prepare good food, then the woman of the house has to make that kurbani, stand near the stove, take her precious time out and prepare that food correctly. They will enjoy good food. And if there is no system, one person from the village, he ate kheer, so he was very excited, thrilled. Hey, this thing is something very tasty, you know. So he asked, what are the ingredients? They told him rice, milk, sugar, and you boil it, you know, and this is how it is prepared, you see. So what he did is he asked the quantities, 1 kilo rice, two kilos milk, and 0.5 kilo sugar. More or less, this was the quantity that he found out. So what he did, he swallowed the rice, that he drank the milk and he swallowed the sugar. Now he's standing near the stove. He's putting his belly near the stove and he's growling with pain. He's growling, grumbling with pain. Someone asked him, "Hey, what happened?" "No, I'm making kheer, but I just changed the tartib." The tartib was different. I changed the tartib and it's causing a stomach aches. So it's a tartib, it's a formula, it's a procedure. But Allah Pak is a procedure. Follow the procedure, you'll come right. Now, we think it's just a luck, just jackpot, just happen. Do anything and everything, and just make some dua and everything will just come right. Not that Allah Ta'ala can't do it. Allah Ta'ala can do it. Allah Ta'ala can do anything. Allah kulli shayin qadir. But He has designed a procedure. Right? You follow the procedure, things come right. You drink poison, you will die. Now you can't say, "No, I drank poison and it was my takdeer, so I died." You can't say that. You follow the procedure and things will come right. But you don't follow procedure and you do things against procedure and it results in your death, then it's suicide. It's either murder or it's suicide. You cause the problem. I remember around the 81 or 82, there was some jalsa or some istima, and some students were very keen in attending the jalsa or the istima, and in their keenness, they clamped on the top of the train, electric train, clamped on the top. And the thing had to go through a bridge or something. They all got electrocuted, all died. So the ulama at that time, they said that this is not shaheed, this is suicide. And you know this is going to happen. You don't say, "No, for the sake of deen, I'm going to attend the jalsa and things will just work out." You know this is what's going to happen. You're going to stand up on the train, it's going to go again under the bridge, and you'll get electrocuted. You can't say, "No, it's not a shaheed." Like driving 250 km around a 180 curve, right? What's going to happen? It's suicide, that. Now you can't say, "No, uski maut to muqaddar thi to ye mar gaya." You can't say that. His death was destined, therefore he died. You can't say that. You know, there's an incident, quite popular incident. I just want to show you tartib, sequence. There's a system by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to respect system. Going without system, or not going to the right personnel, people that are qualified for a certain thing, you go to them, and that's the system of Allah ta'ala. You want a tooth to be extracted, then you don't go to a shoemaker. That's again the system of Allah ta'ala. And then it results in your getting a permanent damage in your gums, then you don't blame him. It's your problem. That's not the way. Allah Pak didn't design it that way. You and it did it wrong, so you got a permanent injury. In one town, there was one, like, you know, you say, jack of all trade. Any problem, they go to the jack of all trade. He sorts it out for them. So one person climbed up the coconut tree or khajur tree, very high, 30 meters high. Now he climbed up, now he doesn't know how to come down. So they went and called this jack of all trades. "But we got a problem now, we don't know how to get this person down." So he assessed the whole situation, thought of it, made muraqabah and all that. And then he threw a string right on the top there. And he told the person, "Tie the string around your waist. Tie it tight. So he tied it tight. All those that were sitting down said, "Now you take your strength and pull." And they took their strength and they pulled. The man died, finished, khalas. So now he says, he's showing the conclusion now. He's showing, you know, the whole... he's summarizing the whole situation, analyzing the whole situation. He says, "See, uski maut to muqaddar thi to mar gaya. Isi tartib se maine hazaron ki jaan ko kuve se maine bachayi thi." See? Now you see the ghalat qiyas. The reasoning is incorrect. Allah created procedure. We must respect the procedure that Allah has created. Must respect it in any department, every department. It will work out. Things will work out. This is a procedure Allah has created. You work, you follow the procedure, things will happen. Right? Though Allah Ta'ala will do it. Like you see in a madrasa. Right? Sometimes it is surprising that we do so little work, but then Allah Ta'ala turns out so much of results. A jamaat, a little bit of work, being gush here, there and all that. And there's so many results, so much of results. The results will come, but make the small effort. The results will come, but you follow this procedure as shown to you by your elders, and you'll find that results coming up afterwards. So this procedure is very, very important, very important. And the procedure that is shown to you by Allah Ta'ala, be it Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or by your elders afterwards. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the Sahaba Kiram, and then your elders. Why do you emphasize the fact that you must follow your elders? Because they understand Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu more than you. They have learned the Quran, they have learned the Hadith, or they have remained in the company of the elders. And they've understood the application of the Quran and the Hadith more than you. Therefore you need to stand and stay with them. See? So this tartib, see this tartib, we have neglected. You don't know, what comes to my mind, I will do it. What comes to my mind, so you must make mistakes. You will definitely make mistakes. And you know, you will make an embarrassment of yourself. I remember around 1989 or 90 somewhere, someone cut one article from the Sunday Times and showed it to me. That in America, in a certain state, there is a group of people who say that we are very orthodox Christians. We go by the book, you know. We go by the book and we are very orthodox Christians. So, and then they say about the same group that they practice wife swapping. So they question them, but you say you are very orthodox Christians following the book, you go by the book, and how you practice this thing? So their reply was, Christ instructed us to share our bread. See the qiyas reasoning. He's got some reasoning. What Christ instructed us to share our bread. So be sharing is caring. See? So when you don't follow your elders, then this is the result. You make an embarrassment of yourself. You are in a disgraceful position. So the Quran, Hadith, Sahaba-i Kiram, Imams, and thereafter is your elders. That's the procedure, that's the tartib. You follow the tartib, 99% of the time will come right. But you don't follow the tartib and you say, no, things are not working out, then you didn't follow the tartib. And if you don't follow the tartib, then there's going to be problems. So in following this tartib and the sequence, in the elders, I don't say the elders are farishtas, they can also make mistakes, and there may be someone that is insincere as well. But if you are sincere, then good will come out of it. Don't worry about their insincerity. You follow them, and some good will come out of it. Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi related an incident that one person went for his Islah. And I say, there may be sometimes someone, some element that is not very sincere. They suggested something. Right. In spite of that, the conclusion, the result will be right. The result will come out right. If you did it with sincerity, you followed the tartib, inshallah, things will come out right for you. It's a related incident that one person was sincere about his Islam and Reformation. Absolutely sincere, no flaw in his intention. And he found out, so people played a mock, they played a fool on him. And they told him, no, you want to become, make Islam and all that, go by that person there. And that person was like a gangster type, see. So he went, said, how do I make my Islam? So he understood now that he was sent by these people, they're playing a fool on him. So he also played the joke on him, says, all right, what you do? You see this mango tree here, you make it live, and when it bears fruit, then you come back to me. Totally dried out tree. Tree that's dried out, it's all withering, it's just fading away. So he went to look after the tree. People that own that property, they objected, said, no, I don't want your, I don't want anything from you. This is my instruction of the sheikh I got, and I'm just following the instruction. I'm just following the instruction, I don't want anything from you. So as he insisted and he pleaded, they gave in. And they felt to themselves that nothing to lose. This person will look after our farm, so why should we cry about the whole thing? Why should we mourn about it? He carried on for a year or something, carried on. And then Allah Pak's Qudrat, then he began to see some life in it. The trees, the leaves began to shoot out. The fruit began to come out. In the meanwhile, these Abdal, you know, Abdal, you get Ghawz, Qutub, etc. Right? We think that Dal kha karke Abdal ban jayega. Ghawz kha karke Ghawz ban jayega. Not that, right? It's a position, right? It's a position. Like how you have a Maulana, Mufti sahab, Hafiz sahab. In ilm you have a position, then in piety also you have a position. Abdal, Ghawz, Qutub, all said. So anyway, so they're having the mashwara that in a certain area, a certain Abdal died. Abdal, they call him because Abdal comes from the word Badal. Badal means a replacement. So we need a replacement for this person here. So they're making mashwara, they're talking about it, who should be replacing this Abdal that has passed away. And everybody's thinking about it, they're giving their suggestions. The Amir of that mashwara, he says, no, I know of one person, he is the most suitable candidate. And he pointed towards this person. In the meanwhile, when he pointed towards this person felt an urge in his heart. He felt a strong urge in his heart to go in a certain direction. So he went to return the spade and whatever instruments he had, he went to return it. Now those owners of those properties, they head over, he's, no, we'll give you whatever you want, we'll give it to you. But remain on our farm. Because we're seeing the barakat now. We never thought that you were such a person of such a caliber. But now we're seeing barakat, whatever you call the price and we'll give it to you. So, no. I didn't come to work here for any remuneration. I came for a different cause altogether. He returned all the instruments and he is posted to that maqam. So don't worry if sometimes there may be an element of doubt in some elder, right? You don't go and find out that whether the man was sincere, insincere, whatever. You do it with sincerity. Whether it's Jamaat work, whether it's Madrasa work, Khanka work, you don't go and find out all these things here. As long as it is in conformity with the Sharia, then you just carry on. At the end, you'll find some good coming out of it. Now, this is a problem that we see in this day and time. Some work has been assigned, and then we feel it's not to our taste, and we say, no, they're against us, or they consider us as second-class citizens, whatever, and all the type of inferior work they're giving it to us, and the better work, superior work, they're taking it for themselves. The work that where there is show and popularity, they're doing it, and the inferior type of work they're giving to us. So we go into this chakkar. See, you go into this chakkar, and you're asking for trouble. Confrontation, fight. You take it the other when they're sincere, perhaps they slipped up. Well, they're saying, they're asking us to do this work, let's do it, finish. If any problem comes about, we'll tell them this is the problem. But at least we followed the mashwara, we got the dua of our elders, and there'll be some good that will come out. Rasulullah ﷺ came to Medina Munawwara and they were practicing cross-pollination, ta'birun nakhl, on the date palm trees, cross-pollination they were practicing. So first Rasulullah ﷺ stopped them, thinking that this was something to do with superstition. You know how we have superstition, they put black thread or something, so people have superstitious beliefs. So Rasulullah felt that this was to do with superstition and he stopped them perhaps. At the end of that year they came to Rasulullah complaining that we stopped the cross-pollination and we had a very, very poor crop this year. So Rasulullah then told them, all right, you people are more acquainted with these type of things, things of the dunya, and what is better for your crops, what is not better, you know better about it, you carry on your way. You don't have to take an instruction from me as far as the way to conduct your business. The rules in the business I will tell you, but the way to do your business, you sell this commodity, don't sell that, or package it in this way that you can do it yourself. Now, from this hadith, you need to understand one thing. Right? Say for example, the Sahaba-i-Kiram didn't listen to Rasulullah and practice that cross-pollination, right? According to our reasoning, right, they would have got a better crop, right? They would have got a better crop. Now, they didn't go by that way, so they got a poorer crop, weaker crop. But what they have secured? They have secured the Mubarak Dua of Rasulullah. Had they went that way, they would have got a much better crop turnover. But they would have been deprived permanently of Rasulullah's Dua. Right? Won't they have been deprived? Now, can they be a substitute for the Dua of Rasulullah? They can't. They can never be a substitute. So they got a weaker crop, but they got the Mubarak Dua, number one. They got the Muhabbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam is watching, see my Sahaba Kiram. They know that this is going to bring a very weak crop. But yet my Muhabbat for them, or their Muhabbat for me is so great, that they will practice what I say, even though it goes against their own reasoning. Now these things they would have never achieved had they gone by their own reasoning and left out the command of Rasulullah. So the same, when there's a system, you follow that system. Though there may be sometimes an insincere element in all the works. You don't worry about insincerity or whatever. You think, oh, it's right. This is the tartib they had shown me. They asked me to follow. I must just carry on like that. You're following a tartib. One is to follow tartib. And one is after that, when there is some weakness of tartib, then you don't worry about it. Yes. After that, you can bring it to the attention of the elders after you work sometime that this was like this, and perhaps you can adjust it, you know, if you feel it's appropriate. So now that's a better way of going about doing things. So what I wish to show you, that in like in dunya matters, there is tartib, there is a sequence that you follow. Then in deen also, there is a sequence, there is a tartib that you follow, and you arrive to the right conclusions. Don't think now, you can just do things however you want, and you come to the right conclusions. Right? A child that is studying at a madrasa, he works the whole year. He prepares, he does his assignments, he makes his mutala, takrar daily, he does his door daily. At the end of the year, by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, he passes. But now he doesn't work, he doesn't do his assignments, no door, no sabak door, nothing, no mutala, no takrar. And then he's crying, tahajjud time, Allah Pak, now pass, get me passed. Does it work like that? Doesn't work. He has to do his door, sabak door, get up in the morning, prepare, listen to the ustad, get the shouting, all that, and the ustad will put him onto a line. At the end of the year, he passes. He's followed the tartib. In everything, there's this tartib, the sequence and procedure, we follow it, it will come right. Allah pak tawfiq nasib kare. I'm going to read some poetry. Read.
तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी तेरी शान खाक सारी तेरी जुल्फ अंबरी पर हो निसार बेकरारी तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी तेरी शान खाक सारी तेरी जुल्फ़ अंबरी पर हो निसार बेकरारी तेरे दर की खाक रूबी से मिली हमें मसरत तेरे हर जमा जमी में हे गुलाब जैसी निकहत तेरे जलवे हसी से, हे खुमार सब पे तारी तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। तू हिदायतों का पेकर तू है रहमते मुजस्सम, तू है जिंदगी का रहबर तू दुखे दिलों का मरहम। शब रोज ये दुआए कोई रहे न जाए नारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। तू सखावतों का मरकज तू है अंबिया का खातम, तू शराफतों का मादन हो दुरूद तुझ पे हरदम। तेरी जात ऊंची फिर भी तेरी शान इनकी सारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। तू सताइशों के काबिल तेरा जिक्र मेरा फन है, मेरे दिल की धड़कनों में शब रोज मुजिजन है। तेरी याद की जवानी से दिलों की आब यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। जरा देख लो मदीना यहाँ रहमतों के बादल, ये तिलावतों की महफिल ये इबादतों की मंजिल। कोई रो रहा है प्यारा हे दुरूद लब पे जारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। मैं क्या कहूँ सहाबा शहदो जहाँ के प्यारे, वही आ रहे नबी के वही दीन के सितारे, है बुलंद उनका रुतबा वो कुरान के थे कारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। उसी उम्मते नबी को कहीं लग गई है नजरे, जो थी एक लर रही है यही आ रही है खबरे, कभी एक पट रहा है कभी दूसरे की बारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी। तेरा नाम है मुहम्मद तेरी मद हते मेरा फन, हो निसार तुझ पे आका मेरी शायरी की धड़कन, हे रजा की बस तमन्ना तेरे दीप जानी सारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी, तेरी हर अदा है प्यारी।